So you're here because, well, you want to get right to the core of things quickly.
And that's exactly what we're aiming for today.
Yeah, we're diving deep into this really fascinating connection between faith, purpose.
And aging, how it all ties together.
Right. Think of this as your kind of streamlined guide.
To understanding how a spiritual foundation helps seniors thrive, really flourish in those later years.
Okay. So we've looked at some really compelling stuff, haven't we?
We have everything from, personal stories that are just incredibly inspiring to looking at the practical side that challenges seniors face.
All through that lens of faith-based living.
Exactly. Our mission really is to unpack how faith provides that bedrock, that purpose and resilience as people get older.
Especially when things get tough.
Absolutely, when life throws those curveballs.
Okay, so one of the first things that really struck me is this idea, it's powerful, that aging isn't like necessarily a decline of who we are inside.
There's that line from Psalm 92, isn't there?
Yeah, verse 14. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green.
Which suggests, a continuation, growth, contribution. It's a really different way to frame later life.
It really is. And what's compelling is seeing how that actually plays out.
In real lives, yeah. We looked at examples of seniors who are dealing with, well, genuine hardships.
Like limited income, health changes.
Loneliness,
Yeah.
even,
Yeah.
but they're actively engaged with their faith.
And living with this clear sense of
It
purpose.
makes you wonder, how? What's behind that resilience?
Absolutely. Let's talk about Margaret. She's 72, retired teacher,
Right.
but she's not just, sitting back. She's mentoring young teachers, leading a Bible study every week.
It's like her purpose has shifted, hasn't it? Evolved.
Totally. Taking on a new form, but still using all that wisdom and experience she has. How does that kind of shift impact someone, spiritually?
Well, that's a great question. For someone like Margaret, redirecting those skills, especially towards faith activities, it can bring this profound sense of meaning, still relevant.
So the satisfaction might be different than the classroom.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps more about spiritual impact,
Yeah.
community connection,
Yeah.
finding new ways to feel valued, to contribute based on what she deeply believes.
Okay. Then there's John, 68, retired mechanic.
The volunteer at the food bank.
Right. Spends a lot of time there. And it seems pretty clear his faith isn't just abstract beliefs. It's actually driving him to serve other people.
It really highlights how faith can be this, well, powerful engine for staying engaged with the world.
Yeah.
And for John, that active engagement, it's probably not just about helping others. It likely reinforces his own
His
purpose.
connection to the community.
Exactly. It's his faith in action. You can see it.
And
And that can be incredibly sustaining.
I was really touched by Evelyn and Sam, mid-70s.
The couple who started the prayer ministry.
Yeah, in their neighborhood. It's such a beautiful example of faith-building community, real
It
bonds.
is. And they're also bringing their grandkids into faith activities.
That intergenerational thing seems so important.
Oh, definitely. If you think about Evelyn and Sam, that ministry, it doesn't just serve their neighbors, it probably deepens their own connection as a couple.
Gives them a shared purpose in retirement.
Right. And the grandkids part, that's crucial too.
Yeah.
Passing on values, creating meaningful connections across generations, all through that shared faith.
So the big takeaway from these stories seems to be purpose doesn't just stop when you retire.
Not at all. It changes. It evolves, often deepens.
Okay, but we also need to be realistic. We can't ignore the fact that many seniors face, well, real financial headwinds.
That's true. Things like Social Security maybe not stretching as far, rising healthcare costs.
It can create a lot of stress, especially on a fixed income.
Which brings up a critical point. How does faith fit in with these very real, practical money worries?
Yeah, we came across that verse in Philippians 4:1 time. It offers this big assurance.
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
Right. But how do people actually, draw strength from a promise like that when the bills are piling up?
It's a fair question. We heard about Harold, remember? 70-year-old widower.
Yes. His story was powerful. He talked about how his church community really stepped up.
Supported him during some tough financial times.
It's such a concrete example of how faith communities can be that safety net. What kind of practical help does that usually involve?
Well, it can take so many forms within these communities. Anything from, sharing meals, practical help around the house.
Maybe odd jobs or something.
Sure. Or more organized things like financial assistance programs. Sometimes it's just that network, people offering emotional, spiritual encouragement,
that sense of belonging,
and tangible support makes a real difference.
And then there was Linda, 66, retired nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about being really careful with budgeting, which makes sense, but also having this underlying trust.
Trust in her faith to help her manage on a limited income.
Yeah. It's that mix, isn't it? Practical steps and spiritual reliance.
Linda's experience really shows that faith isn't usually like a passive thing, just waiting for miracles. It often works alongside practical wisdom, being resourceful. And that inner sense of peace, that trust, it can give you the emotional strength you need
to make good financial decisions, cope with the limitations.
Exactly.
So the key point here isn't that faith just poof makes financial problems disappear.
No, not usually. But it provides this framework, support, both spiritual and often, like we saw with Harold, communal.
That helps people navigate those challenges with, well, more resilience.
Precisely. Finding strength not because difficulties vanish, but in the resources faith offers, both inside through belief and outside through community.
And a big part of building that resilience seems to come from actively doing certain things, faith practices.
Yes, this is where it gets really practical. We looked at some core practices that seem particularly important for seniors.
Like making time each day for prayer or keeping a gratitude journal.
The little things, but intentional.
Right. They seem like ways to deliberately focus on faith.
What's key about these is the intentionality, like you said. It's not just going through motions. It's actively nurturing that mindset, thankfulness, consciously placing trust.
So how would something like, say, daily gratitude journaling specifically help build resilience? What's the mechanism there?
Well, it seems that by consciously focusing on what you do have, even when things are tough,
it shifts your perspective.
Exactly. It can build that inner strength, that hope. We also saw how vital it is for seniors to stay connected.
To their church, other community groups, that social piece.
Absolutely vital. To prevent isolation, that connection offers more than just company.
It's belonging, shared purpose.
Mutual support. All incredibly important for well-being, especially in fighting loneliness.
And the idea of mentoring younger generations came up again. Sharing wisdom, experience.
Yeah, and it's not just good for the younger folks, is it?
No, it gives seniors that continued sense of purpose, of value.
Exactly. Passing on knowledge, experience, it affirms their relevance, their contribution.
Yeah.
Reinforces their legacy, in a way.
And finally, this idea of claiming God's promises through Scripture, really grounding yourself in those core beliefs.
Finding strength there. It all seems to connect back to that Isaiah verse. 46.4.
Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you. That's a powerful message of enduring support.
It really is. What does it practically mean, though, for someone to claim a promise like that?
Yeah.
How does that work day to day?
That's a good question.
Well, for many, it involves, you know, regularly thinking about specific verses, meditating on them, praying with those promises in mind.
Finding hope in the message, especially when things are hard.
Right. It's about internalizing those assurances, letting them shape your outlook. And speaking of practical ways, we also found that list of daily faith declarations.
Oh, yeah. Those were really impactful. Simple affirmative statements to frame your day.
Just short things you can say.
The first one, God's purpose for me is alive and well. That directly counters any feeling of being, you know, obsolete.
Like without value.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second, my wisdom blesses younger generations.
That's a powerful acknowledgement of their experience. It's positive impact.
Definitely. Then, I am strong in faith even as I age.
An affirmation of inner strength, spiritual resilience facing aging's challenges.
Followed by a really grounding one. God provides for my every need.
A daily reminder, isn't it? To trust in that larger provision, especially with uncertainties.
Mm-hmm. And the last one. I embrace each day with hope and purpose.
Starting the day intentionally, with a positive outlook, no matter what's going on. It's like a practical toolkit, really.
It is. A way to actively shape your mindset, reinforce that purpose and strength every single day.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, the main message seems clear. These later years, they can be incredibly meaningful, filled with joy.
Absolutely. It's not necessarily about slowing down, but maybe a different kind of flourishing, a new chapter.
By staying connected to faith, staying active in communities.
And truly believing their purpose is still unfolding.
Seniors can experience a really resilient and, well, deeply fulfilling journey.
That's the potential, yes.
So here's something for you, our listener, to really think about. Considering these examples we've talked through, how might actively embracing a sense of spiritual purpose reshape your own perspective on aging, on its potential for ongoing contribution, and ultimately for joy?